You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Trucker Thursday to you, and God bless the truckers out on the roads right now. What's our report there, Todd? I'm going to do the chopper thing here.
Yep.
First, let's go to our eye in the sky, Todd, coming up from Oshkosh. Todd, can you hear me?
That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I didn't want you to have like some kind of heart attack from banging on your chest like that. Not bad. 41 was actually okay. A little bit tough in Brown County, and I think the city streets are where it's a little tough.
Even right out here and everything, they're still trying to scrape them, but it's just ice covered. Now let's go to Dennis, who has a live report from Darboy.
I tell you, the roads they weren't too terrible, but the wind made it feel like you were on ice.
That's the thing. It almost felt like you were slipping around. It was just the wind blowing.
It sure did. And there are a couple of vehicles weren't exactly on the road.
Correct.
Well, abandoned.
I was telling Todd right before you came in, I was watching the news last night. I don't know, ABC or CBS, whoever it was. And Nebraska and Kansas and that whole stretch, again, horrific. I mean, the semis just turned just upside down and just crazy.
Yeah, I did a little trucking back in my day, too, part of the world.
Let me introduce first of all. Yeah. Jim is still on vacation. We're still not sure if he's being detained or not because the incident he had at the shuffleball tournament on the ship. Okay? We heard they had to take him off. You said they took him off the ship with a helicopter. I heard it was like those little dinghies that they came out there and they got him.
No, that phrase was talking about something else.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. Colin Dinghy.
So we're still waiting to hear from Jim and hopefully, you know, everything's okay if he got his visa back and everything.
And his MasterCard, too.
Yeah. So Dennis Peters, face, voice, talents of the glam band.
You're funny.
In the house.
Good morning.
Although I got to say something else. So glam band and your other little group that you do acoustically.
Yeah, I do a little acoustic thing with Mr. Craig Hawkinson every once in a blue moon.
Which is the antithesis of the character you play in the glam band.
Character.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like there you're an 80s rock star, glam band, all this kind of stuff. And there you remind me of almost like a New York City dark saloon nightclub kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, but it's a whole different persona. But they're both awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I missed that guy. We got to get back together and do something.
Yes, get him on again. We want to get him.
We will. We'll do that, definitely. Great guy.
Got a quick text here. Good morning, Dennis, John, and Todd. This is from Luann. Let the games begin. Favorite time of year. I got Florida versus Duke in the championships. Musk is offering a free trip to Mars if you have a perfect bracket.
Well, wait 25, 30 years is what he was saying. 20, 30 years before they get that thing.
Which is disappointing because when I was a kid, we were always taught that people would be living on the moon by the time we were like grown-ups. And I can't get much more grown-up than this.
Very
much.
Why?
Was the big thing. Todd, you remember that?
Well, even on the Flintstones, remember the little Kazoo, his name was, right? He was a little Martian, and everything was based on outer space and all that stuff.
What a lot time to be alive in the 60s.
Did you see where they're finding some radio signals coming from, like, the darkest corner of the Milky Way or something? You hear that?
It's like seriously. Every 22 minutes there's a beam coming across or something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
She got quiet.
Kind of interesting.
She got quiet.
Just telling you.
But yeah.
And can I just say one thing? Why does it take longer for like you guys to drive from Oshkosh to here than it took to get some astronauts from 100,000 miles away? So we'll pick. That's like one of those things. Oh, I'll pick up the kids from school. Isn't that cool how they got that splashdown stuff now though? Where they're in that whole self. When I was a kid and those guys would splash down, they'd be in that little one man raft floating around the ocean. And they actually used to give those guys shark repellent. Okay. Now you guys are too young for this.
Is there a fragrance?
There's a you put it in the water and sharks, but they say it's all. But anyway, that was even. Then Batman the movie. You guys didn't see Batman the movie, right?
Which Batman?
1967, yeah, I believe. 66, no. 67. You guys didn't see it?
No.
But anyway.
The series,
so,
yes, of course.
So Batman is on this ladder attached to a helicopter. And there's a shark that's, you know, lunging at him up there. And he carried everything on his belt. And he pulled out his can of shark repellent. And he sprayed the shark. Yes, but that was a takeoff of what NASA was doing.
It looked like a can of Right Guard.
It did. It was just an aerosol can. You got to find that, Todd. You got to find that excerpt for me if you can. Batman, right. The movie.
That was
shark
quite the
attack.
Series.
Oh, my
back
gosh,
in the day.
That was
the monkeys were on TV at that time. And also, I mean, I saw the reruns as a little Dennis.
Those were so, I mean, nobody. Well, you know, one thing, though, for Batman back in the day was this is something that had never been done before. You know, it was two episodes during the week. It was like right. Tuesday and Wednesday or Wednesday and Thursday.
Isn't it nuts?
That's pretty amazing. Can you imagine the cost nowadays? They used to do, I want to say it was like 24 episodes of every show did that.
Right.
Right.
And now it's like 12 to 16.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
There's even some out there that do like 8.
Yes.
Gilligan's Island is looking up the other day was 3 seasons, 98 episodes. 98.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable versus
But
now.
You also think that it's more than that because there's so many of them.
Yeah.
And, of course,
see,
they started
out
in black and white, and then they went to color. So you think there's more, but it's really only 98. And isn't it the threshold for really syndication? Don't they say you need like 100 episodes to do syndication, right, or something
to
like that?
To make money?
I believe that's the magical
something
number.
Like that, yeah.
I do not know that. I do not know. Yes. Yes. So happy Trucker Thursday for you. Stay on the road out there, everybody. It is slippery, as both Todd and Dennis said.
I also want to look out for our mother truckers out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without truckers, what would we have?
Now, tell me about your trucking experience.
Well, it was something
similar. Because I've always wanted to be a trucker.
Something similar. I was out in Montana, and you're heading into the mountain range, and the interstate is cut through a pass.
Okay.
We'll hit them off at the pass! But I hate that line. But there's the interstate. I think it's Interstate 80 that runs through there, and you get into the higher elevations and whatnot, but it's a big channel, and the wind just whips through there, and it just accelerates upon itself, and you get 60, 70, 80 mile an hour winds. And I saw a semi.
Wind shear.
Yeah, I saw a semi that hit an overpass into the concrete, and the driver did not make it.
Oh, my God.
You know, you see, the load scattered.
Were
everywhere.
You actually driving a semi?
I was driving a Sprinter truck.
What's that?
A Sprinter truck?
Yes.
Like, it's made by, it's a Sprinter. It's for expedited freight.
Oh.
And that type of things. You can get like three, about good three pallets worth of stuff.
Okay.
Just big enough where it's underneath the US DOT regulations.
Okay.
That's why if you got to get something overnight.
What's he talking about, Todd?
If you got to get something somewhere overnight, it's under 13 pounds. It's under X amount of weight. So you don't be, you know, you're
so
not.
So it'd be size of a U-Haul if you're moving?
It's about that size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing. Because I consider myself a trucker because I drove a U-Haul from Tucson, Arizona to Flint, Michigan.
Yeah.
Towing my car.
Yeah.
Isn't that part of radio, though? Have U-Haul will travel?
Uh-huh. I went from Mississippi back up to Green Bay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I had the big truck and I had a car on the back.
That's what I had.
I pulled out of a gas station, loaded up, hitting the roads early in the morning, stopped to gas up, grab something to drink, all that stuff. Pulled out of the gas station, got stuck.
Mm. Oh, no.
The dip was just too much.
Oh, no.
Dip, 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 dip.
So then we had to get a tow truck out.
Ah, that ain't fun.
Oh, God.
I remember I got a flat tire. I'm driving through Indianapolis on a Sunday afternoon, like 6 lanes of traffic. I'll go in 80 miles an hour. And some guy, you know how you can just sense when the car pulls up alongside of you? And he's pointing back to me and back. And I just saw smoke coming from the tires of one of my cars that I was pulling.
Oh, my gosh.
So I had to pull over. Had my wife, who was 7 months pregnant, my daughter, who was 2 and a half. In the cab, alongside these 6, and I'm out there, and it's on that one, and I'm hanging on as the trucks and everything go flying by. I'm literally hanging on, so you don't kind of get sucked into traffic when they're going by, and putting on that little donut, then driving around Indianapolis trying to find a Kmart where I could buy a new tire on a Sunday afternoon. That was pretty much fun.
Oh. That right there is the life of a radio guy.
Yeah, that
oh
is.
Oh my God!
Throw all your stuff in the truck and move your family.
How many times did you do that?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that wasn't the Batmobile behind you that can throw the smoke.
It was
smoke
not,
screen.
But I was kicking up some serious smoke, my brother.
I bet you were.
I was kicking up some serious smoke.
Were you on the rims about the time you pulled
yes,
over?
Yes, I
oh,
was.
Oh, have mercy.
But I will say this, what you're talking about, though, going through out west out there, when coming through Nevada, then right around Las Vegas, you have all those switchbacks and everything,
sure.
which are crazy. And that's why these drivers, these people that put on all those miles on the road, I give them all the credit in the world.
I never found any switches the whole time I was on that road.
None?
Not a single switch.
Mm.
Not one.
Is that what they were called?
I,
or
I
it'd be like, hair, you know, like turned
I'm
and
sure.
totally,
yeah,
like
yeah.
total S's all the way through. That's. Did you like that job? See, I think that would be a phenomenal job driving all around the country.
I enjoyed it because there's parts of the world I wanted to see that hadn't yet. You
get
know?
To see them for free. Get like paid
the,
to see them.
Like the Laurel and Hardy Museum. It's in Georgia, you know, it's south of Atlanta, heading towards Augusta, that neck of the woods.
Why would Laurel and Hardy Museum be in Georgia? Are they from there?
Isn't one of them?
Seems like they'd be a New York type thing or whatever. I did not know that.
When was it? Was British born? It's early in the morning yet. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Swell. Thanks for asking.
I thought you're not a coffee drinker guy.
Well. No, sir.
Okay.
Thanks for asking.
Tell me about those delicious chocolate-covered strawberries you brought in.
Yeah, somebody delivered a care package to me the other day, as they say in Canada. And, it was, I guess it's a nationwide company called Sherry's Berries.
Oh.
And so if anybody was here in the studio.
I'm a fan of Sherry's Berries.
Grab yourself a, you know, chocolate-covered
forever comes
strawberry.
Through. Absolutely.
They're huge. They're amazing. They're
I know.
Juicy.
I've never
They're
seen
wonderful.
Them so big. That's unbelievable.
Thanks for noticing.
I know. Same bad time, same bad channel. Todd, have you found that yet?
I have not.
Wow. Anyway, today is National Won't You Be My Neighbor Day.
That's Fred Rogers' birthday today.
Very nice.
Yep. I miss that guy.
Day of Happiness. Okay.
That's a choice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can choose.
I like that. Storytelling Day. That's pretty much us every day.
I was just going to say that to you every day.
That's us every day. Ravioli day. Okay.
Hey, yo.
You ever go to a restaurant, though, you order ravioli, and they bring you like three?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's that, you know, you're expecting this big, huge plate of pasta type stuff, but why is it with ravioli, they're so chinsy?
We're used to the Chef Boyardee cans just dumping in a bowl.
Let me tell you something. Those weren't bad. Todd?
Stayed hot forever. Then they got cold fast.
Yeah, I don't know. The meat sauce was not...
Oh, I was okay with ravioli out of a can. I'm okay with anything out of a can like that. Dinty Moore stew?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll take that all day long. Oh, yeah. Trucker Thursday, baby. Today is also the Great American Meat Out.
Supposed to not eat meat today.
Spring begins today?
Today's the first day of spring.
You got
to
be kidding me.
Welcome to Wisconsin.
I did not know that. Wow. All righty then. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band in the house. Lisa and Malene coming up from Channel 5, which is going to be fun. Mark Hewson, Carrie Josephson, Full House. Back after this.
I can't waste no time in this all-night grill. So I jumped in my Jimmy and I popped a few little white pills.
Well, you're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Well, I've got a gal way back in St. Louis. I've got a tall, red-headed mama up in California.
Look at you.
Well, wait for me.
Look at this guy chair dancing here.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Mind of the Mayor, with Dennis Peters from the Glam Band, capably filling in. Also, it's Barron Trump's birthday today, 19. How tall is he?
Oh, man.
6'7", I believe he is.
Yeah, something like that.
And when he walked into that thing, the inauguration, I was like, what?
And I thought, actually, like I saw some videos of it, because they were making him look taller in some of the videos, right? Because he is so tall. And I thought it was one of those. And it's like, no, actually, he's that tall.
Wow.
It's a baby Yeti.
Yep.
Incredible. Kathy Ireland, 62. She used to be in Sports Illustrated all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of dropped off the map, huh?
Yeah.
Holly Hunter, 67. She was just in the news for something. Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was.
Something. Politically doing something. Protesting or something. I don't know. Spike Lee, 68. Not a fan.
No?
Just going to be honest. Not a fan.
I like some of his stuff.
Do you?
Yeah. Not all of it, but I like some of it.
Those Michael Jordan commercials back in the D for Nike were pretty cool.
Yeah.
That was cool.
The McDonald's commercials, I think.
But some of his movies, I just...
It's probably not geared at you.
Maybe I'm not his demo.
You're not in the demographic that he was trying to hit.
I'm hip.
Right. You turned the word hip.
You have an artificial hip, but you're not hip.
Hey-o.
Give yourself a bell on that one.
I will. Thanks.
How does a guy turn the word movie into the word joint? Now, that's a skill.
I know. Todd, what he can do? That's why he is.
Spike Lee. Joint.
His movies are Spike Lee joints. Instead of a Spike Lee movie, it says Spike Lee joints. Like, what?
You serious?
I'm serious.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
He calls his movies joints?
Yeah. It's called a Spike Lee joint. Yeah.
Okay. I did not know that
either. Yes, sir.
Yes. Bobby Orr, 80 years old. You know what I love about Bobby Orr? I think about Bobby Orr.
Everything.
Every time he smiled, man, a tooth was missing here. A tooth was missing there. All those old school guys, man, they were all missing teeth.
Old-time hockey.
Doesn't that seem...
Like Eddie Shore.
I don't know about you, but that seems about the last thing I'd want to do is, like, get a tooth knocked out.
Hey there, fella. How's it going this morning?
You ever have that?
No, I've not had a tooth knocked out. Chipped, yes.
Have you?
I've been married before.
Even that sounds bad. Actually, my only bad thing I had... Well, I told you I still got that damn root canal I got to get taken care of.
Yeah. Ooh.
But just doing a high school football game one year. Man, it's at halftime. They had a box of, like, candy bars up there. And they're frozen Snicker bars.
There you go.
Oh, that's it.
That was the thing.
Halftime of that game, I bit into that, and my filling came out. And I had to do the rest of that game on the cold. And it was not just, oh, poor me, but it was the last game of the year. I can still tell you who it was. It was Green Bay Southwest. Bryce Pop was the head coach.
His son
was the thing.
Mm.
And they were playing a team from Arrowhead, I think. And I had to do that with that filling missing in my tooth. You want to talk about something that was like, I was literally like putting my finger over like the cavity at times, just kind of keep the air out.
Tastes great and less filling. That's what that episode was all about.
Yeah. Pat Riley turns 80 years old today. Did you guys see the show? It was a good movie on HBO. No, I don't get HBO. On Netflix, Showtime, or it was called, it was based off the old LA Lakers at the time.
It was called Showtime, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or Winning Time, Winning Show, I don't know, whatever. But anyway.
The series was called, wasn't it also called Showtime?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's fantastic.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Winning Time, the rise of the Lakers dynasty.
But Pat Riley, he was just their color commentator.
Yeah.
And like traveling secretary. He was like the bottom of the poll of the organization. And he went from that to head coach in like just because the head coach got in an accident riding his 10-speed bike and got into a coma. And then Pat Riley became NBA Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
He was the assistant color commentator and traveling secretary.
And then he
became one of the greatest coaches. I mean, it helps when you have, you know, a Magic Johnson and
without a doubt
those people. But
yeah,
helps a little bit. Be like Todd having two like big time guys here. He'd be
working with two of the best, right?
Tell Dennis what you found out yesterday.
What did I find out yesterday?
Some announcements.
Some announcements.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Come on. What?
Sure.
What? Oh. Jim and John are up for best morning show in the state from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
As well. I mean, and well-deserved.
What other ones, Todd?
They also won for web content because of them doing a trash pickup here in Green Bay. They did a little video last year, and that's up for an award as
Fantastic.
Well.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
There you go.
You guys.
You guys.
Givers to the community.
Yeah.
So being nominated, does that mean the worst we can come in is third?
Third, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be nice having, because, you know, when I was in punt, pass, and kick, my goal was just any one of those trophies. I'll take the bronze.
Sure.
Give me the bronze.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. You're still in the top three for that size market in the state.
Absolutely.
Hundreds of radio stations.
That's bragging rights.
Absolutely.
Did I win a bronze back then?
No.
What did you win?
I won nothing. I told you that story, didn't I?
I don't think so, sir.
I devoted a summer to do nothing but practice punting, passing, and kicking.
Sure.
A summer. I could pass great. I could punt really good. Kickoff's a little sketchy. But here's the deal. So for school, I convinced my dad to get me this special pair of red ball jets. They had like kind of like the hard toe in front. Remember those? Because they would last longer
then. Absolutely.
Yeah, kind of had the hard toe instead of just the Chuck Taylor Converse. And I was like, oh, these are great. These are awesome. But I had them at school, and here comes Saturday morning. Oh, my gosh. I forgot my shoes in my locker.
Oh.
Go back. All the doors locked. Could not get in. I had to wear this old pair of tennis shoes that were just worn down to nothing. And it was a real misty kind of dew on the grass morning. And I go to kick, and I slip right up like I was like Charlie Brown and Lucy. And it just went and over. And I'm like, can I do it? Can I try that over? I slipped. He goes, nope, sorry, you get one shot. And I came in fourth. So if I just had something normal, I would have that bronze pass, punt, and kick trophy as a hood ornament on my car right now.
Good gravy.
Another story you could only hear on this radio show. That would never have happened to anybody else. And if it did, they'd never remember it in those details.
Yeah, I remember it.
I had a couple similar
in those details
things too in my day.
What was it?
I was in college in Minnesota and
Brown Institute.
That's right. I went to a Minnesota Twins trial because I just, why not?
Did you really?
Yeah. Yeah. And I forgot my glove.
Oh, that sounds like a dream. That sounds like, I was going to go to this tryout and I forgot my dream.
Couldn't find my glove, so I the one I usually use, so I found it. I have several gloves, so I brought one. It was a smaller glove, like an infielder's glove as opposed to outfield. And the first hit comes smacking at me really hard, and what do you know? I go to scoop and throw. It's like I'm used to my old glove.
It
snuck
pocket.
Underneath the glove.
Nah.
Did not get a call back.
You sure they had your number?
911.
All right.
All righty then.
Dennis Peterson, Glam Band in the house. Lisa Mullane from Channel 5 coming up soon. Back after this.
My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not. Put all the money in and let it roll with you. When you're hot, you're hot. La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Members of United Auto Workers Local 291 are picketing and striking outside of Cummins in Oshkosh. Ryan Compton, president of the local chapter, says they've been working with an expired contract since January 29th, but the company can't meet until April 22nd, a date that Compton says is too far away.
You know, enough is enough. We want to get them to the table. We want to negotiate this agreement. They keep telling us they want an agreement, but they keep, you know, a couple days here this month, a couple days next month. You know, that's unacceptable to us.
Compton said in addition to the expired contract, union members wish to discuss with the company the definition of temporary workers and mandatory Saturday shifts. A spokesperson with Cummins says the company has been negotiating with the Oshkosh location in good faith and has scheduled more talks in the coming weeks. Cummins is a global company that designs and produces diesel fuel engines and generators. The Grand Chute police chief is stepping down. Chief Greg Peterson has been in law enforcement for 44 years now. He was appointed the Grand Chute Police Chief in 2010. Before that, he spent 30 years with the Appleton PD. The Grand Chute Police and Fire Commission expects to name a replacement by fall of this year. Chief Peterson will stay on in his role until the new chief is appointed. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin kicked off her hands-off Medicaid tour this week. Baldwin is using the tour to hear from people directly affected by potential federal budget cuts to Medicaid. During a stop, Baldwin highlighted the programs covered by Medicaid and disputed the federal government's claim that the proposed cuts to Medicaid are intended to eliminate fraud. Baldwin called that claim misinformation and said Medicaid is helping families avoid additional medical debt. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. The mayor is still on vacation or incarcerated, whatever it's going through right now. Due to his unfortunate incident during the shuffleball tournament on his cruise ship. So we'll see what happens there. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band stepping in here on a cold, icy, windy, icky first day of spring.
Mm.
32 degrees in Green Bay, Appleton 32, Oshkosh 30. Winds, hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
It's breezy out there this morning, that's for sure.
Winds coming from the northwest at 11 miles an hour.
Ooh, actually north-northwest at 17.
Wow!
So you're off a little bit on the miles per hour.
So yeah. 32 degrees, 17 mile an hour winds from the north.
It feels like...
And gusting.
19.
Oh,
degrees?
Yeah. I didn't even think it felt that warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. That wind will hit you in the face this morning out there. And it is slippery. Sidewalks are slippery. Roads are slippery. Forecast is sunny and breezy with a high of 37, so that ain't bad.
By the end of the day tomorrow, they say the snow cover should be pretty much gone.
And it was 70 a week ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that crazy?
I just had the dog park yesterday, and everything was dry.
Yes, great.
I mean, I was walking around in my tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Not in my boots.
Yeah.
Here we are again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Wisconsin.
Wow. I mean, this is as bad as it gets for March, kind of. You know, but just being this cold, this icy, this icky, this... Because like normally, basketball season, though, you'll get a couple, you know, where it's like, oh, it is spring. You know, you go to the tournament games. I used to talk about, that was a fun part about the tournaments. Then tournaments start today, and people are going to be on the road, man. Be careful out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
It's getting started in Madison, and the NCAAs, and everything going on. So, yeah.
Make sure you allow a little extra time, because it you're going to need it.
Absolutely. Still. Absolutely. You know,
Barney Miller theme.
I had to throw this out there.
Glad you did. It's the grooviest bass line, man.
Hal Linden, Barney Miller, yes. 94 today.
Really? Oh, I missed it on the thing there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was a great show.
Oh, my
man.
God. I watch it now, and we weren't allowed to watch it when I was little. My mom, it was always Little House on the Prairie type stuff with my mom.
Sure.
So anything that was a little goofy, she would not let us watch. So when I got older and the reruns started coming out, man, I enjoyed that.
That was, I mean, you know, I was in college, I think, when that was up, but it's like, I didn't, okay, you know, I got a pretty good memory for retaining stuff like that. And I got like B's and C's in school, but I very seldom did homework like at home because so you'd have like, let's say basketball practice. You come home, you know, 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
You'd eat, got to feed the dogs. And us feeding the dogs, okay, the dogs, you know, lived out in their pens. You're in the middle of the winter, and you got the snow, and you got to go out, and you have to get their ice can. It was an old Folgers coffee can that was just a block of ice.
Sure.
Have to take it in the house, put it in the bathtub, run it under hot water to get the block of ice out, fill it with new stuff, go back out. You know what I mean? So that was feeding the dogs.
And turns back to ice in 20 minutes again.
So that, it's a lot of effort. So anyway, then you're getting ready to go, and what would be on it would be like Barney Miller or Mary Tyler Moore Show or Gunsmoke or Mannix or all these. You can't not watch those.
I know.
Come on. You know, and then by then it's like, you know, 10 o'clock. It's like, I got to go to bed.
Barney Miller. That was a great show.
There used to be great lineups. Remember some of those nights you would just stay on one channel and watch all night long.
Yeah. And that show is one that the characters kind of changed over time because, you know, Fish left after a while and some of the original.
Wojciechowicz.
Yeah. Everyone that came in fit perfectly into that whole thing.
Absolutely.
Like,
absolutely.
We haven't even just talked about MASH yet.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the best show going.
That's another show I was never allowed to watch growing up.
Really?
Well, my dad was in the Korean War, right? And I think there was a little bit of a barrier there kind of thing.
Okay.
But I didn't get to watch it till I was much older, and I didn't think I would like it, and then I became a huge fan.
You know what
fan.
I think is great? Because it's on one of the channels now. It's on Spectrum, I think, somewhere. But anyway, it's so cool when you see one that you hadn't seen before. It's like, how did I miss this at some point?
Yep.
That was such a you talk about the ensemble of people and the way they set each up. That was one of the all-time great shows.
And those shows kind of led to the next one, led to the next one. So it's like, if you haven't seen one, you think to yourself, now, how did that fit in the storyline again?
Yeah.
Then it takes you right back there, and then you figure it out. Then, this is great.
Yeah, I think that's one of the all-time great shows.
Oh, without a doubt.
But I remember my first year in college, I think it was Monday nights. It was Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and one other one that was, like, really popular. And there was, like, a block that was just huge. For their ratings.
Oh, for crying out loud. Yeah, it was Happy Days.
Laverne and Shirley.
And then
There's one more.
Later on, Mork and Mindy was on
that.
Oh,
yeah. That was part of it. That was another one of it. That was one of them. Yeah.
It's great to have a little Milwaukee love. You know,
I know, right?
Growing up watching the TV. And
Pat here says Soap was the best. That was really risque for its day.
It sure was.
The story of two sisters, Jessica Tate and Mary Campbell. Jessica lives in a neighborhood known as Rich. Jessica likes life. The only thing about life she would change, if she could, is that she would set it all to music.
Naturally.
The Tates have more secrets than they do money.
Okay, what was the best part of that show?
I don't even know.
Oh, I can tell you.
Really?
Adrian Barbeau.
Was she on that show?
Yeah.
No.
Sure she was.
Was she?
Yes.
Not a regular, though. Was she?
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Are you thinking of Maude?
What are you talking about, Willis?
I'm thinking of Maude.
Yes, yeah, I'm thinking of Maude. You're right. Yeah. I'm thinking of Maude. Okay, you're right. I'm thinking of Maude. Okay, do you remember her, though, in one of the all-time great movies that is like a cult classic?
All of them she's in.
Okay, because it's like, okay, you won't, yeah.
Yeah.
Escape from New York.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Snake Plissken.
Shh.
You can't meet the Duke. You can't meet the Duke, Snake. Nobody meets the Duke. You remember the crazies got a hold of her? Remember? Oh, I loved Escape from New York. Snake Plissken. What do you got here?
There's a text that just came in.
Somebody said, I just saw this headline. Ex-Green Bay mayor spiraling out of control on a cruise ship. After a shuffleboard incident, he was then taken into custody for stealing cruise ship linens. Who is that?
That was Chris.
Ring Chris up there. Yeah, ring him up there. Thank you very much,
Sassy.
Sparky. Yes. Yes.
But indeed. They weren't monogrammed, though.
Hey, how come you don't work on a cruise ship?
Are you kidding me?
Aren't those good gigs?
I could no.
We've had some musicians here in your music segment, the Heights Pub and Parlor music section,
sure,
that have done cruise ships.
I think
ships.
The tough thing is you only have so many songs to do, and if let's say you're a cruise of like five nights or something, you got to come up with five nights different songs, right?
And you're totally at their mercy.
But you've done it, haven't you?
You get paid like absolute jack. I mean, absolutely, almost nothing.
Really?
From what I understand, yeah. And then you're really not enjoying yourself because you're working the whole time.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so.
Well, I mean, I hate to say it. That's like we were talking when me and Murph and Katie and that used to do those trips.
Oh, yeah.
You're working. I mean, God bless the people. They're awesome. But people would come up. Hey, I don't think my air conditioning's working right. Can you do something? You know what I mean?
You're that person.
You're that person.
Yeah, I remember we'd do like brewer trips for the stations that I worked at, right? And then we'd be, oh, we're going to do a bus. Great. Todd, you're in charge, right? And then it's like, well, you got to make sure the food's there. There's no more beer or whatever, right? You go through all that. And then after the game, trying to make sure everybody gets back to the bus.
Absolutely.
And having to go actually run off the bus and go look for people.
Absolutely. Yeah. We had a guy got arrested. We went to a Brewers-Cubs game. And get off the bus, and it was through one of the bars, so it was their guy. It wasn't the radio station, but it was through the radio station. And he had leftover, some people didn't show up or whatever, so he had some leftover tickets. He was just going to sell them to people on the street. In Chicago, they have undercover people all over the place, and he got arrested.
Oh.
From our trip, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Those are a lot of pressure. Everybody thinks, let's do a bus trip. I got to tell you, somebody's going to get drunk on the bus, and they're going to start swearing, and that's going to bother somebody else, and yada, yada. It's not as easy as you'd think hosting a bus trip.
Oh, no.
No, and Todd's a caring person, and he feels responsible for the whole group.
Nah.
That's stressful,
I do.
Man.
You do. Yeah, absolutely.
You absolutely do.
Well, because you'd lose your job if you lost a human being someplace down at, at that time, County Stadium.
You're not exactly signing waivers either.
Right. There was no freaking paperwork back then.
Nothing. I remember what's ever coming back. It was me and Vinny, and we had this group of guys.
Yeah, was it? No.
Just from the moment, drinking Bloody Marys at 6 in the morning before we leave. And we're coming, we're on 41, coming through like Wrightstown, and they're like, Bussy, stop, you gotta stop, we gotta get more beer. And Vinny stands up like, for the love of God, we're in Wrightstown. We're 5 minutes away from stopping. Really? Come on, what's the matter with you people? It's like, the bus just got quiet all of a sudden. It's like, stop for beer.
He'd be fun to have on.
Oh, he was great. We had a lot of fun with him back
then. He's doing mornings down in Milwaukee.
He does it right now, right?
Yeah.
I think exact same time.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Maybe one morning we could work it out.
Let's tape something after the show.
Okay.
Record something. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You can tell us Mino stories.
Oh, we got stories.
We got stories.
Yeah. No, that'd be a lot of fun. But those crews, have you ever been on a cruise?
I have not been on a cruise.
I've seen some
Tom Cruise movies, though.
Yeah.
But not the same thing.
I've always wanted to. Boy, that was another one, though. Love Boat on Saturday nights. Everybody watched The Love Boat.
And Fantasy Island.
Fantasy Island back to back.
Absolutely. There's another show, again, I can't think of it either. There was another show with those two that was there forever, too.
I agree. But you know what's funny?
It wasn't Quincy. Was it Quincy?
Might be. But in those days.
No, that was on NBC.
It's amazing in those days how they would use a show to pop up other shows. Because like for Fantasy Island, half the people there were people that had other shows on like ABC.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? So they would use those for the different things.
Those cameo appearances and whatnot.
Yeah, you'll never see stuff like that anymore. No. That'll never happen ever again. But though, those were great shows. I mean, that was regular TV. You know, my kids used to laugh when it's like, you only had three channels? It's like, well, actually, we only had one channel growing up. But it was one of those things with some of those nights. Man, that was, I would match that up against anything on TV these days.
Oh, without a doubt. You had the best writers. I mean, you know, they weren't, and there's so few of them.
Absolutely.
The best ones got those shows.
Yep.
And so you got good content. And I just,
do you get into like the American Idols of the world shows?
I do not.
No, okay.
I do not.
I thought maybe you'd be in music, you would.
I'm a little biased. Because
you'd be a great judge. Don't you think?
Guilty. Oh, we're talking about something else.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I could have a little bit of insight, but I don't know. I'm a little biased and a little torqued off about like the Idol, for example, because you could only be 27 max.
Okay.
Of age, 27 years of age.
All right. I didn't know that.
You know, the voice and other things, it's different.
Okay.
But it's like, that torqued me right off.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a young person's business.
Right.
And it for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
For manipulation purposes, you know, contract reasons, you know, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the ugly side of music and whatnot, but
there is, huh?
Yep. They want you young so they can manipulate you.
Really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Some of those people sketchy?
All of them.
Really? I mean, that's tough business, isn't it?
It's dog eat dog.
Wow.
Completely dog eat dog.
Wow.
We should have some people in there to talk about it on a higher level.
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would love to. All right. We got to start a quick break. Dennis Peters from the Glam Band filling in. Lisa and Malene, Local 5.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Look at this guy rocking here. Dennis Peters in the studio, rocking it out.
I love Jerry Reed.
Again, I'm a little ticked off. I overrated Todd. I overrated him.
What?
I overrated you on your care and concern for our needy and yada, yada, yada with your head shaving and everything like that.
All right.
If I had known it was going to come back in 48 hours, I would have done it.
I actually was looking in the mirror this morning. I'm going to have to start trimming the beard.
I know. Never seen somebody grow a hair and a beard so fast in my life.
I can, when I run my hand over my head.
Yeah.
It's like a Brillo pad hair, now.
No, the hairs actually move. They're so long, they actually bend now.
Gee whiz.
I know.
Must be nice.
This is unbelievable. In a week, he will have a beard and hair, regular hair.
What's in your cup?
I've never seen anything like that.
You got Miracle-Girl in there?
Imagine what the rest of my body looks like.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
I mean, what is it? Do you take like testosterone supplements?
No.
Come on, do you?
No.
All right. I heard
this
you
is
do.
Very a very hairy family. That's all.
All right, let's just go with that then. But anyway, congratulations once again on doing that. Todd did the St. Baldrick's for childhood cancer, which, like I've said before, I don't think there is a better cause in the world than
That's
that.
Awesome.
So congratulations on that, Todd. And once again, your goal was to raise $500, and you raised?
Almost $1,400.
It's amazing.
Nice. Way to go.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thanks for all the Cowboy Dave stopped down yesterday or the day before.
Everybody is in the workplace making fun of me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God. Totally.
But again, in 2 days, it's...
Well, and somebody said, and maybe this is true, I could pull off both looks if I really needed to. Like, somebody said to me yesterday, if you did something really nasty...
Yeah.
You could shave your head and your beard.
Nobody would know it's
and
you.
And nobody would know it's you.
You're 100% correct.
He blended like a good weave.
Now I've got a little plan.
I don't blame you. You know, somebody told me I could never do that because of my voice. If I try to...
You're right.
Give me everything I see the cash register. Mino? No, it's not me. that actually happened one time.
No, it's not me.
Reggie Harding, you can look this up. He's a basketball player for the Detroit Pistons. Reggie Harding was his name.
Oh, yeah.
7 foot
story.
Center.
Yeah.
And he goes, he got into the drugs and the whole thing, and he goes to rob a place. And he had a big man. He's 7 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a mask on. And he says, you know, give me your money. And they go, Reggie, what are you doing? He goes, no, it ain't me.
From his own neighborhood, too.
His own neighborhood.
Yeah.
Reggie
yeah.
Harding.
Yes. That guy could have been something.
Oh, my God. He was one of the first 7-footers ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they thought he could be the next, almost like, not Chamberlain, but I mean, he was so big and strong, almost like a Chamberlain.
A Chamberlain, kind of guy. Type.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, athletic.
Well, I got to tell you, so we were talking about the herd, Wisconsin herd in Oshkosh. You got to, if people have young kids want to go to a basketball game and just see a talent level up close and personal. I mean, you could sit from me to you, me and you to Todd away from these guys, and you want to talk about some physical, impressive human beings. And these guys are just fighting to be that last guy on the roster. So whenever right. somebody says, you know, somebody's in the NBA, ah, he was kind of a scrub, blah, blah, you have zero idea how phenomenal you have to be the last guy on the bench in the NBA.
And that mindset of those guys, too, they're scrapping.
Oh, totally scrapping.
I remember going back to Oshkosh when the Flyers were in town.
Yes.
In the CBA days.
Do you know who one of the coaches was? Not for the Flyers, but in the league. Phil Jackson and George Karl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So I remember going back to some Oshkosh or Wisconsin Flyers.
Wisconsin Flyers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's how far back I go,
that's
too.
That's a good throwback. So. That was always fun, too, because there would always be some big name on one of the teams coming in to town.
I got a question, if anybody knows. When the NBA was just first getting started as the NBL, and Sheboygan was a franchise.
Yeah,
in
Red
the league.
Wings, I think.
Sheboygan, well, Red
something's. Something, yeah.
Is Red Skin.
Oh, is that what they were?
Yeah, yeah,
okay, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, but they were... I think they were like a they were really good, and the Oshkosh team was like a 3-time champ.
Yeah.
Back then, I'm wondering if anybody has some paraphernalia or anything
Todd.
From back in the day.
Todd,
that'd be kind of cool.
We gotta check on that.
I'm looking some of that up right now.
Okay. Yeah. What? I think they were the Flyers.
They played at the Armory.
I think it might have been the Sheboygan.
It was Redskins.
Okay.
Yeah,
who's Oshkosh?
Oshkosh All Stars.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All Stars is right. Yep.
They had the best center in the league. It was, I forget, is it Walter Egan or something? No, I think it was the singer, Magnum and Steel. But, yeah. But,
oh, you got a good recall on your sports there, buddy.
But I'll tell you, that was Wisconsin basketball in the 40s after World War II.
This was one of the hubs.
It was. They played in the armories, you know, the National Guard or Army, you know, armories. And that's where they played their ball games and whatnot. Can you imagine what a difference that is from today back to then?
I'm just really impressed with how well you know
your
NBA history.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
I'm a geek.
No, that's good stuff.
I grew up a sports geek.
I'm trying to think of that guy's name. I want to say it was Klug, something. He played at Wisconsin, I'm pretty sure. I know who you mean. He was like one of the superstars in the NBA.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't think of his name, but yeah. All right. Todd
will find
they
were loaded.
Can you imagine finding one of their old uniforms someplace or some old memorabilia like that?
I would love to see that. I wonder if the museum in Oshkosh has something like that.
Yeah, we got to find out. Well, you know who will know? Pat Tracy.
Exactly.
Let's put Pat Tracy. All right. He'll be on tomorrow.
Oh, great.
He is the spokesperson.
No, not tomorrow. He's on next Thursday.
I was thinking it was on Fridays.
No, Thursdays.
It's just
going to
feel like tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's how fast time flies these days.
All right, fine. Okay, Todd, you don't have to snap. Got another text here. How about Emergency and Adam 12 crossovers?
I like that. That was fun.
That was, you bet.
Rampart.
I still can't believe when Dick York got whatever, that Dick Sargent took over from him, Bewitched. And they looked exactly alike.
Scandalous.
It was unbelievable.
Not quite.
Oh, it was pretty close.
Pretty close.
Pretty close. Quick break. Back after this.
Let it all hang out because we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old Bandit run.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.